Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Sonia. Thank you so much for tuning in to Backquote today. Let's get to it with today's topic, domain. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. A domain name is a unique set of characters that identifies a particular website, and it has many possibilities. It is like a street address, but when you type it into a web browser, the browser accesses something like a domain name server to find the location of the corresponding website on the internet, so that it can access and view that website. Just as GPS requires a street address or postcode to get directions, web browsers need a domain name to direct you to a website. It's similar to someone who wants to find out how to call someone and come to their house, but with a different name. When a company or person buys a domain name, they can specify the server they are referring to. If you are trying to decide on a domain name whiteboard, read every Friday How to Choose the Domain Name Whiteboards. The term root domain refers to the complete website address that forms the basis of the entire website as it is created. Each page on a single site has the same root domains as described below. Two different websites can both have the same domain and the URL of each page can be inserted as if it were part of both websites. Individual pages of the subdomains can build on the roots of each domain. You have the option to move your website to a new domain name, set up redirects, etc. so it doesn't harm your SEO. If you want to sell a domain name, there are many marketplaces and websites where you can sell your domain. Because domain names are so cheap, smart entrepreneurs are looking for great domain names, name ideas before they get their hands on them. Premium domains are more expensive than regular domains because they are perceived as higher value. Popular registrars such as domain.com also allow you to purchase premium domains with the right domain name. If you already own an existing domain, you can display it on your WordPress.com site with just a few clicks and a few mouse clicks. If you have already registered a domain with another provider, you want to use WordPress.com to host your site before you transfer your registration. Your domain name will be assigned to the domain registrar who registered it, and you will continue to pay the existing domain registrar. Most major web hosting companies also offer domain registration services, but if you want to get your own domain, you will need to go to one of these registrars. If you have no other options, such as going to another web host or going through a registrar, it is not worth it. If you have never created a website, it is a little easier to find a provider for everything, because you do not have to build it yourself. A web server is a physical machine that hosts the files and databases that make up your website and sends them to people on the internet when they visit your website on their machines. Every website you visit is effectively made up of two parts, the website itself and the web servers you can visit. To understand how domain names actually work, we will take a look at what happens when you enter a domain name in your browser and what happens when it is entered in the browser. A domain name is what people type in to access your website, and it points your web browser to the server that stores your resources. You visit us by entering your simple name, remember the domain, in the address bar of your browser. When you enter your domain name in the web browser, it sends a query to the global network of servers that make up the domain name system. This server then searches for the name of the server associated with the domain and forwards it to another server. The domain name system is managed by the Assigned Names and Numbers system, a global database of domain names. This is allowed domain registrars to make changes to domain registrars on your behalf. They can manage and sell domain names and they can be managed by non-profit organizations such as charities, government agencies or private companies. AAN system and be able to create and implement policies for domain names through a non-profit organization. Instead of buying a domain name and paying to use it for one or more years, the web filled up with unused domain names that were blocked and could not be used by anyone. Instead, they had to pay to be available to others again. Rights may be extended, but renewal takes precedence over requests from others. The rights to a domain name will last for a certain period of time before they can be renewed, and renewals must take precedence. Thank you all for joining us again on Backquote, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.